between now and then. So Senate Bill 897, clerk will read.
Senate Bill 897, Asheville City Council District.
Senator Apodaca is recognized.
Mr. President, thank you, members. I'd like, the first thing I want to say is when I gave testimony in committee on this, I said right up front that the local delegation is not in favor of this bill. But being an elections bill, the local delegation does not have to be in favor of this bill. So I just wanted to get that. There is one member of the local delegation, though, that is in favor, and that's me. The reason this bill before us today is because of concerns raised by citizens in South Asheville. The people in South Asheville can't remember the last time they had a representative on city council. If you look at the map on your dashboard, it should be up now, and I encourage everyone to look at it, you will see that nearly every member of the current council lives in central Asheville or north Asheville. The best way to remedy the situation is to create a districting system for the Asheville City Council. 8 of the 10 most populous cities in North Carolina use some type of districting system to elect parts or all of their city councils. Asheville will become the 9th if this is passed. The method is not new or novel. It is commonplace and considered a best practice across the state for ensuring geographic diversity of representation throughout a city. The map was not drawn based on creating political advantage. If you survey the political statistics associated with the map, you will see that every district has elected more Democrats than Republicans. The map was drawn to create geographic diversity, to balance population according to legal requirements, and to keep precincts together when at all possible. I have been asked to consider allowing a referendum on this plan. I will not, and there's a simple reason why. If Asheville were allowed a referendum, I have no doubt that the current council would work to defeat it. The current council is satisfied by a system that suits their political interest while denying people who don't live in central Asheville a voice on the council. This merely is a test run. In 2019, this new plan will go into effect for one election cycle. If the council and the people of Asheville decide that they prefer to return to the old system, they may do so after the return of the 2020 census. This system also is not unique. 6 counties, including Buncombe, are currently under a moratorium on changing their form of government that will expire upon the return of the next census. This bill is an attempt to ensure that all people have representation on city council. It adds Asheville to the overwhelming majority of cities its size who are already using a similar system of elections. It applies to one election cycle, after which the people of Asheville are free to remake their form of government. I hope those future choices will be made by all people and not the select few who live in the favored parts of town. This bill will make that possible. I ask for your support.
Senator Van Dyne, for what purpose are your eyes?
To speak on the bill.
Senator Van Dyne, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
Thank you. I would like to thank Senator Apodaca for extending the courtesy to us of previewing this legislation and inviting input from the rest of his delegation. Representatives Fisher, Turner, Ager, and I all requested modifications that we believe address Senator Apodaca's concerns and the concerns of those constituents that reached out to him, while giving everyone in the city a sense of ownership in the process. Not a single one of our requests was considered, nor were requests made by the duly elected mayor of Asheville. That unwillingness to compromise has left many in Asheville, including myself, feeling like this bill isn't so much about finding a solution to a problem as it is retribution against the citizens of Asheville for electing the wrong kind of people. As I mentioned in committee, and thank you, Senator Rucho, for giving me the opportunity to speak, We are elected to represent our districts, not rule them. And we are elected to represent all the people in our districts, not just the people who voted for us. Inviting the stakeholders to the table may slow down the process, but it preserves faith in the system. Our approval numbers would indicate that that faith has been severely bruised. This bill undermines public trust in the work we do, and for that reason, I urge you to vote no on this bill.
Have any further discussion or debate? Senator McKissick, for what purpose your eyes?
Speak on the bill.
Senator McKissick, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
This is another one of these bills where we're going in and redistricting local government without a request of the citizens who are living there, without putting it to a referendum, without even the local body seeking this approval. The city council has not come forth requesting it. You haven't seen the county commissioners take a position on it. Granted, they are representing all of Buncombe County, but you haven't seen the Chamber of Commerce. You haven't seen any civic groups or organizations asking for this kind of a change. I think frequently we're better off letting local governments come to us if this is the type of radical fundamental change that we're going to make. Once this bill is approved and enacted, if I were living in the city of Asheville, rather than being able to vote on 6 members of city council and the mayor, I'll only be able to vote on 1 member of city council, and that's the 1 member from the district that I reside in. When it comes to representative government and representative democracy, frequently, when you have a say-so on whether that candidate succeeds or fails in an election cycle, that candidate may be more responsive to you. There's a possibility here of crafting a plan which would accomplish the geographic representation that Senator Apodaca supports. You could draw 6 districts. From those 6 districts, you could require a candidate to reside in one of those 6 districts to run. But you could require the voting to take place at large. Therefore, if you're a citizen of Asheville, you have a say-so and you have a vote on all of the council members as well as the mayor. We don't have to establish a system which fundamentally deprives a vote on all council members except for 1 for people who live in Asheville. I would have preferred to see a system like that orchestrated or designed if geographic representation is what was sought, rather than one that diminishes the power and the opportunity for citizens of Asheville to vote for all members of city council.
Mr. President.
Senator Tillman, for what purpose your eyes?
Speak on the bill. You know, we're fortunate. Thank you, Mr. President. We're fortunate to have an expert on Asheville. In Charlotte, and every other time we've had a bill that Senator McKissick is a very varied individual, and I'm sure he lives in Asheville part of the time. I'm sure he does, Senator Apodaca. We're talking about a districting bill that involves Asheville, and I believe, Senator Apodaca, although you're maybe 1 or 2 of that delegation, I believe you keep up pretty well with what goes on inside the city and outside the city, and I trust your judgment.
Mr. President.
Senator McKissick, for what purpose your eyes?
Speak a second time on the bill.
Senator McKissick, you have the floor to speak a second time.
To address Senator Tillman's concern, I'd first like to state that both of my parents grew up in Asheville. My 2 oldest sisters grew up in Asheville. More importantly, since this bill was presented in the redistricting committee, I've heard from over 250 residents from the city of Asheville, all who oppose it.
Do we have any further discussion or debate? Senator Apodaca, for purpose your eyes.
Speak on the bill.
Senator Apodaca, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. Senator Van Dyne, Senator McKissick, and myself all have one thing in common. None of us live in the city limits of Asheville. But I know Senator McKissick had family there, I actually represent 14,000 residents of the city of Asheville. So my 14,000 are quite a few more than the 200. And believe me, my office has heard more favorable comments than it's heard negative. So I recommend this to you. It's only fair that if you live in a particular place, you should know who you'd like to vote for, not who someone else wants you to. Thank you.
Do we have any further discussion or debate? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is the passage of the committee substitute Senate Bill 897 on its second reading. All in favor will vote aye. Opposed will vote no. 5 seconds will be allowed for the voting clerk to record the vote. Newton, aye. 33, having voted in the affirmative and 16 in the negative, the committee substitute Senate Bill 897 passes its second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
North Carolina General Assembly Act.
Any discussion or debate? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is a passage. The committee substitute Senate Bill 897 on its third reading. All in favor will say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. The committee substitute Senate Bill 897 passes its third reading, and it will be sent to the House.